On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I'm not going to lie. I am a little nervous right now to talk about this just because it makes me a little emotional. So bear with me just because I do want to share this because I feel like it could be helpful if you've ever found yourself in a similar situation. I had a breakthrough conversation with my mom that brought me a lot of peace. And if you've ever struggled to understand or just forgive someone you love, I think what we talked about might help. My mom brought this up to me, which I thought was really special because I know if you've been with us for a long time, you know that I am very emotional and I am very open and share my feelings on my sleeve. But my mom is not like that. And okay. She has struggled with that for a long time. And mm-hmm. So I was so thankful that she was the one who initiated this conversation. And she basically explained to me that there was something that she was trying to teach me growing up. But it wasn't until recently that she realized it may have landed differently than she intended. Now, she did not, like growing up, she never wanted me to rely on other people for validation. So I did not hear a lot of praise or compliments growing up.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And she explained to me that her intent was to teach me confidence. Now, as a child, I think I internalized that very differently just because the messaging and the way that she intended to teach that lesson was not in a way that I could very much understand at that time.
Right.
And so I internalized that as, why would you expect anyone to tell you you're doing a good job? And as an adult, I carried that with me and that turned into, why should anyone tell you you're doing a good job or give you any sort of like positive reinforcement if you're doing something that you're supposed to do? And also it got really twisted in my mind because then sometimes I have a hard time accepting compliments too. And it would make me think like, okay, well, why are you saying this to me? Did I do something wrong for you to make me think that I needed to hear this from you or whatever?
Yeah.
And when she told me this, I was able to like express that to her. And honestly, it wasn't until our boss Tom pointed out to me that he asked me, why do you have such a hard time when I tell you that you're doing good things or like I'm like praising you in some way? And I'm really thankful to him for that because I did not realize how much of an issue, and that made me feel uncomfortable.
You had to like think about where it was coming from.
Yeah. And so when my mom told me that her intent was to teach me confidence, you know, and that she was sorry if it came across that way, but she was just using the tools that she was given, and to be honest, weren't that many.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how much I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
And I think two things can be true. I think that something can really deeply affect you and have an impact on you. But I also think the person that has caused that can also just have been really doing the best that they could.
Yeah.
And I am about to turn 33 next week, next Friday. I'm 32 right now. I left home when I was 18. And I don't look at that conversation as being like that many years too late. I just feel like it was like on time, you know?
Yeah, I'm really happy for you. That sounds like such a beautiful and healing moment, especially because it came from her. It wasn't something where you had to sit down and say, you know, this hurts me and I carry this. And I think we were talking a bit behind the scenes about the concept of like intent versus impact. And I think that's something we can all look at in our own lives too, of like, when have we wanted to do something good, but it ended up maybe hurting someone? And I think it is valuable to go back years later, even if you think that person might not care, and say, hey, just wanted to let you know, like, I didn't mean for this to feel that way. And I'm so glad you got that moment.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I just wanted to share that in case you are going through something. It might be with a parent or just someone in your life that you love that has like affected you in some type of way. And I feel like maybe in both instances, they can hold space and grace for you and you can do the same. And it doesn't take away what has happened, but I feel like it could make like the healing process like a lot easier.
Yeah. And you move forward stronger together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a text on our text line that shared that she had actually went through a similar situation, and it was actually towards the end of her mom's life, but it brought her so much peace. Good morning, Susan in Anne Arundel County. So you kind of had a similar situation with your mom.
Yeah, we had like a, I was the oldest, and we had a super complicated relationship.
Yeah, I'm the oldest too. Yeah.
So she wasn't from this country, and she came from a very poor country, and she didn't have like education and things like that.
Yeah.
So she really pushed us. You know, when I got a 90 on a test, it was, well, that's good, but you can do better.
Right.
It was always,
right.
If you do better, you can do better.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I married, I got my college degree, went to law school. I married a plumber, and she was very disappointed because I married, you know, down, if you will. But, you know, so it was just, it was complicated, and it got to a point where talking to her was very difficult because it was constant criticism.
Yeah.
So to protect my peace, I limited our conversations. Mm-hmm. I sent her cards and things like that all the time, telling her that I loved her, but it was hard for her to understand. So there was like a lot of anger and hurt. And she was terminally ill, and she called me probably 2 weeks before she passed away and said, I'd like to talk. Can you come up? So I went and visited her in the hospital, and they brought my girls.
Yeah.
And she told them what a good mom I was. And she told them how much she loved them and how much she missed being a part of their lives.
Yeah.
And she told me that I was a great mom, and she was sorry for ever making me feel less. And that I was enough, and that she loved me.
That's so beautiful.
And she died the next morning.
And how much did that mean to you, being able to share that moment with her?
It means everything. I have so much peace and so much closure, because knowing that your mom loved you and was proud of you, even though she didn't express it, means everything.
And I think it's a testament, kind of like she didn't express it because she didn't know how, you know. And of course, again, kind of what we talked about earlier, that doesn't excuse like the work that you've had to do in your own life. And I'm sure the way that you treat your own girls. Right. But also at the same time, I think for you and also, and I can relate, just to understand where that's coming from, and so many elements of that. It's the reality. And like, we're all doing life for the very first time and just trying our best. And I'm just so thankful that you were able to have that final moment with her that's brought you so, so much peace.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And Kaylee and Madeline are amazing girls.
And I
Kaylee,
think
little I, Kaylee that's been listening to you forever.
Wait, you're Susan and Kaylee, like squishy?
Yeah.
Susan! Susan, oh my God, you're such a good mom. Oh my God, Susan, that's making me freak out. Like, oh my gosh. I just think, like, it's such a blessing. I feel like, I don't think it's a coincidence that you're a girl mom. We've been talking to you for so many years, and just how much joy in the relationship that you have with your girls is just a testament to who you are. And like the fact, oh my gosh, I love you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.